heavy either. Well, tell me this. Say if a farmer had some cows out in the pasture, how would he call to them if he wanted them to come up from the pasture?
Well, I heard one man over south of here about what we call the Piney Woods. It's about 6 miles due south of here on another road. They had them folks over there had bunches of cattle out in the woods, and they'd go and salt them, and that's the way they'd get them up, you know, to see after them do around. And they'd train them to a peculiar holler. So he'd say, so cow, that's the way most folks call cows here, but the Raheed called his, and they'd holler just loud as they could, you know, sooking them, but that old man said, whoo, that was his holler, just he would hear my ma and them cows, he had them trained to. I come back home, I bought a yoke oxen for me one time. I come back home and train my cows. You can train them to anything you want to if you just give them something when they come up. There's an old little woman used to live on this place, changed her chickens, come up to feed by hitting on the front porch with a walking stick. And they'd come on. She never called. You can train them no same way you want.
Would people say anything different, like if they were calling calves, or would it be the same?
They say suka and suke. That's what they do. They say that sometimes.
Right. Did you ever hear people call the sheep around here?
Yeah. Kushiki, kushiki, kushiki. That's the way they call them. That way. I don't know why they use that word.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Goldie, goldie, goldie. That's the way they call the goat.
What about hogs?
That's what it's called, huh?
To get them to come to you?
Yeah. Just the same thing as training you, whatever you sound you made. That's all it meant.
What about chickens?
Chickens? Same thing. They, we always just call chicken, chicken, chicken. Mm-hmm. The sound you make is what they get used to. You go, they know there's some feed behind you. Well, they'll call.
What about horses? Do people call to them or whistle to them or what?
Whistle to them. Call them quirk, quirk. They got words like that, you know, they do. Mm-hmm. Why they started such as that, they call them that.
Well, say if you were plowing with a horse, what would you say anything to him to get him to turn left or right?
G or haw.
Which is which?
Right, G and left haw.
Do you ever plow with the...
Have I? Too much.
Not more than about a million times.
Not more than a good many times.
That's a...
6 days a week.
Mm. That sounds rough. About what time of day did you start work usually?
All around summer.
And worked until...
Dark. Can to can't. That's what they call it. Can see to can't see. And my dad had one brother, and he lived about a mile over here. And it was about a mile and a half to his field. And he would get up, do his housework, and around the house feed, or he had to feed, slop his hogs or do around. And he would go down that far and then have to wait for daylight to see how to go to climb. But when he evening come, he would quit, get home in time to do up his night work and get in bed sometime before the chicken went to roost. My daddy would get out about daylight. That's when he would get up. But if he was 3 miles, we'd farm sometime 3 miles from the barn or the house. And then some family farm right behind the buggy house, and he quit the same time of day, sundown, he quit. Close or far, you make no difference here. It'd be after dark and you got in, you got to do the feeding, do that. That's different than two brothers.
Did you ever make anything with the meat from a hog's head?
Souse. hoghead cheese was a fancy name for it, but we always called it sow. Where did you get that name at?
I have no idea.
Well, you supposed to find out.
Maybe I can tell you after I get through.
Well, all right. All right. You get somebody to say, always ask them, say, why? Sow. Mm-hmm. Where did you get that name? Just like we were talking about that marshmallow water.
Right.
I don't know what the name, I don't know what the proper name was that for. But
do you like sow's meat?
Yeah, I like it pretty well. It's got a lot of gristle in it and not got no fat in it. I don't know fat.
If people were
I'm scared to eat now. You know, if it gets a little, it's easy to get a little poison in it.
Is that right?
I've had a lot of people. Pouring on it. I'm scared of it, so, but I used to like it.